so many developments in the battle of the budget this week, and more coming up in the week and weeks ahead. We thought it'd be a good time to touch base and get sort of an assessment of what's going on. And Carrie Budoff-Brown is a reporter at Politico. She's been following this story, and it's nice to, I mean, we all say we like to live in interesting times, but my goodness, this has been one of the more interesting budget battles, hasn't it?
Yeah, certainly. It's like the only game in town is what everyone's talking about.
Yeah, my goodness. Well, let's talk about, so we hear that the Republicans are going to put forward a plan that would, extend the short-term spending for another three additional weeks?
Yes, exactly. That's because, you know, the negotiations are too complex, and to get this done, you know, a longer term, you know, 6 month, 7 month spending plan anytime soon. So they're going to do a 3 week, and hopefully they'll actually start negotiating this time, and the vice president will be around to try to lead these negotiations before another government shutdown may be necessary.
And do we assume that, I mean, I saw the president say today that he would sign another extension during his press conference today, right? So
yeah.
We assume that this will happen and they'll avert shutdown because we only have a week left before this current spending bill runs out.
Yes, that certainly seems to be the plan right now, is to not have a shutdown. It seems like all sides agree that that's not the best thing to do and that there'll be a CR that the president will sign.
And is the current thinking that we'll sort of CR through the rest of the year, or does it seem like the two sides actually want to reach some, I mean, there's only 6 months left, or less than 5 months left. At some point, it doesn't make sense to spend time, because you have the 2012 budget still to work on.
Exactly. I mean, certainly the president and the White House wants this resolved this next go-around. So they'll do this three-week extension, and then they want to, you know, a budget through the rest of the fiscal year so they can move on to the current budget, I mean, next year's budget, I'm sorry, and just other issues. And you know, I think Republicans, though, it may work to their benefit to constantly, every few weeks, be able to trumpet the fact that they're making real cuts. You know, there's a certain level of, you know, impatience on their side, too. They want to move on. This debate is getting old.
Yeah. Right. I can't imagine. And is the spending the main sticking points here? Is how much the cut is? I mean, I saw some of the abortion stuff and other things that always get tied up in here, but it still seems to me that spending is the big issue that the two sides are still pretty far on.
Yeah, they're far apart on the dollar figure. So, you know, Democrats have to give more and Republicans have to, you know, be able to, you know, live with less or live with fewer cuts. And then there's the whole issue of the riders, which are, you know, language put into the bill that says, you know, an administration official in the Department of, you know, Health and Human Services, they can't do something. You know, they can't, you know, write legislative, you know, write, implement the health care law.
Right.
So there are things like that that are in there that deal with a lot of social issues that are very, you know, difficult, controversial. The president said today he doesn't want any of that in this bill. So that's a line that he drew today that puts immediately at odds with what the House Republicans want. They want all that language in there. So it's unclear right now how they'll be resolved. But at this point, you know, they're on opposite sides here, the president and the House Republicans. It's just one more thing where they'll have to come to some agreement and some accommodation where House Republicans can come away from this not, you know, if the president won't sign it or he won't agree to this, you know, that's not going to stand for House Republicans, and they'll have to come up with something that makes them feel like they're not giving up too much.
Essentially trying to defund the health care bill that got passed last year.
That's a huge issue for House Republicans, and that's something certainly the president won't go for. That's just one big thing they'll have to resolve.
Talk a little bit, what are you going to be watching for in the days and weeks ahead?
Mm-hmm. Well, the vice president gets back tonight from his overseas trip. He tends to, on the weekends, invite members of Congress that he's trying to negotiate with, the leaders, over to his residence. He did that in December when the tax cut deal was coming together. He invited members over and you know, on a Saturday night to try to come up with something. So I would watch this weekend to see what the vice president is doing. And then early next week, it actually may not be this, now that there's the idea of this three-week extension's coming up, it may not be immediate, but I would certainly watch the vice president's movements over the next few days. And then also just, you know, in the House and Senate, then moving forward with a temporary bill. But when these negotiations really start coming up in earnest, I think that's a big question.
Did anyone think it was kind of odd that you have 2 weeks to sort of figure this out, and then the vice president, who's been the point person on dealing with all this, is out of town?
Yeah, that was kind of a scheduling glitch for them. obviously this trip was scheduled well in advance.
Right.
But this is also the nature of Washington. Nothing happens until the end. And what they do.
And is anyone really talking about 2012, or is so much focus on 2011 that 2012 sort of is off the radar screen right now?
It's certainly not at the top of the list of what anybody's talking about. I mean, there are hearings that have begun, oversight hearings on the Hill, and cabinet members are coming up and talking about their budgets, but it certainly, this has to be they have to get this out of the way before they can go any further.
It's just one of the more interesting years that I've seen in my years doing this. But Carrie Budoff-Brown, she's a reporter for Politico. They've been all over this story, and we have a link to her piece on this. You can find it on our website, federalnewsradio.com/Dora Beck Insider. Carrie, have a good weekend.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thank